Wait a minute. Peter didn't shoot my son. I did. Peter was just taking the blame for me. He's a good friend.
Mr. Brown, what exactly are you saying?
I'm saying that I, Cleveland Brown, a black man, shot Cleveland Brown Jr., another black man.
Wait, where did everybody go?
You want to make the media go away? Just mention black-on-black crime.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. I am Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? Very simple show today. First, got a couple threads about the looting of America. The looting of America. Then, nigger has credit score of 4. Then, okay, this is epic. And for the finale, Fox News lied. Fox News lied. Oh my god, the election was completely fair and balanced and legitimate, and there was no fraudulence of any kind, guys, because of this completely thing. Yep, that's the show day. Here we go. First, new Chicago mayor says corporations like Walmart are looting when questioned about mass looting. We're not looting, you're looting. We didn't do nothing.
Eat?
The real answer is, how do we make sure, the question is, how do we make sure that people can eat? Look, no one is gonna condone, behavior that quite frankly.
Holy fuck, I need to eat. Lou needs to eat. Lou needs some fucking food on his plate. The only way to do that's by apparently mass looting stores or something.
It speaks to a level of desperation.
So you're not condoning looting?
I'm saying that people are acting out of desperation. We don't want a society that is acting out of desperation, but you have...
You know, just sometimes people are desperate and they do things in desperation, and that happens. Stuff happens. Yep.
You have to pay attention to the cries that people have.
By so you're not that, condoning looting?
There's no way to...
Based woman reporter asking the hard questions, really. For once, they seem so simple and so easy to ask, but they're actually pretty hard questions.
To embrace that, what I'm saying is, you can't condone the looting that corporations continue to do every single day when they take tax dollars from black, brown, white folks all over the city of Chicago.
Man, dude, you put whites in there. Whoa. You put whites in there. Wow. I think this guy knows about the Jews, guys. I think this guy knows about the Jews.
So that they can turn a profit.
Loot? Because they...
That's it. I don't know. He put whites in there. Blacks don't do that. That's weird. I wonder if... But you know what race of people he didn't put in there? Jews. He didn't put Jews or kikes in there. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I think that... Nigger might be secretly based. I think that's a based black man, actually. Like, I don't know, he's defending his people, saying, I don't know. I'm torn right now. I think there's more to this video than meets the eye, really. This American says the Walmart in his main town doesn't pay taxes because they claim they bring in commerce and create jobs. Pretty sure they destroy more family businesses in that place than anything. Dude, ain't that true. Ain't that so accurate. This Kekistani says, build your own Walmart. Yeah, just build your own fucking Walmart. Build your own Walmart. Build your own GDP the size of Germany. Go. I fucking love multi-billion dollar corporations now, bros. Notice how he capitalizes black, but not white or brown. That's Colin Rugg, though, that's doing that. And yeah, I hate that shit. I think the black was more pro-whites than the white guy retweeting the article. This American says, remember, Walmart can't even keep up with these, he says people, but you know he means niggers, offering the cheapest prices imaginable, and they vote in this country. Do not compromise. This meme flag says niggers are literally a pest. All countries should unite to exterminate them. Every country who had contact with them hates them for obvious and valid reasons. It should therefore be possible to organize the culling in real action. Anons unite the spread. Anons unite the spread the vision. Unite the spread the vision. Unite the spread the vision. Whatever the fuck that... the grammar, so perfect. This leaf says, how the fuck is Walmart looting from the public Reddit space? They also employ many of these niggers, by the way. That's such a typical leaf defending Walmart. Wow, you take that bullet for Walmart, leaf. God, you're so... defend them, Max cringe. Defend Walmart, leaf. Next thread. More looting. We got actual looting, though. We can watch the looting now.
Looks like this. Everything is either on the floor. Look at this. Can't even get no fucking food for my kids, G.
Aw, nigger can't get food for kids. Aw. Aw, it sucks, doesn't it? Sucks, doesn't it? This is what your species creates, woman. This is what you bring. This is what you cultivate. This is what you cultivate, woman. Embrace it. Become it.
Look at this. Came in the store to try to buy something because I'm not a thief. Look at this.
Based black woman sees what her species is capable of.
In my hood, can't even get no food for my kids.
My hood, right there. Why do you think this is happening, you dumb nigger? Because of that right there, my hood. My hood. This isn't a fucking hood, it's a town full of people. This is a store. You're coming to get fucking food for your kids. It ain't your fucking hood. You know why this place is all ransacked? Because it's a hood, you dumb bitch. Because it's a hood. How about you step away from the hood, dumb bitch?
Babies need milk.
Well, maybe she moved out of the hood.
Can't even get nothing for my kids, bro. I feel like an animal, and black people...
Because you are. Because you are. I feel like an animal, because yes. They're getting it. They're getting it. They're getting it. They're getting it, guys. She's figuring it out.
You made me feel like an animal. Y'all did this to us.
Y'all did this to us? Oh my god. It's all y'all's fault. It's all y'all's white people's fault. It's all y'all's fault. Y'all did this to us. She better be talking about her nigger brethren, man.
Look at this. Look at this.
I am.
Look at the store.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Niggers. Those that are listening, the nigger has very many problems explaining. So I'll explain for you. There is nothing on the shelves. The shelves are barren. Everything is ripped apart. There's empty boxes on the floor. Nothing's left. The niggers have stolen everything. There's no food left for this woman and her fucking child. Cause niggers.
But this is what we're fighting for. This is honoring George Floyd, people who are...
Yeah, I think she was talking about her brothers earlier, man. Holy crap!
Already couldn't feed their kids, now they really can't feed their kids. Look at this. I am so deaf.
Black Lives Matter got over 30 million, man. I think they got like probably $1 billion. So who the fuck knows, man? They got such an incredible amount of money. Where did all that money go? How many black people did Black Lives Matter help? None. Because it's all about the hood. My niggas. Okay, that's who got the money. The niggas at the top. Who were in Black Lives Matter. All y'all niggas at the bottom didn't get jack shit.
Devastated right now. I am so devastated right now, G. This is not okay. For us to have to live like this, we do stupid shit like this all the time, and we so black proud. We so black and proud that we ain't gonna never be honest and be real about what's really going on. Y'all are so wrong for this. You came in your neighborhood and fucked up your shit. I'm not a thief. I'm not coming in this store and stealing nothing. And ain't nobody gonna turn me into no animal or make me feel like a thief. Y'all let them white folks send y'all off once again.
Y'all let the white folks set you off once again. Ain't the white folks, babe. Ain't the white folks. The Jews trick you just as easily as they trick every other nigger. We may share the same skin tone as the Jew rat, but we are not the same.
Look at all this shit on the floor. Look at all this.
Dan Plimick, locust pocus. Locust pocus.
On the floor, everything. Everything's on the floor, tissue. We couldn't even find tissue less than 2 months ago, and now it's on the floor.
Flow.
Look at it. Meanwhile, we got plenty of fruits and vegetables.
Niggers won't even steal the fruit. They won't even steal the fruits and vegetables. God, niggers are dumb.
I'm not finna pick the...
Wow, they won't even steal the vegetables and the fruits. Hilarious. This American First Post says, oh no, the poor megacorp. I mean, I really could give a shit about Walmart, really. Who gives a fuck about Walmart? But also, it's fun laughing at niggers witnessing their own animalistic instincts at play, at work, in the wild. This America says, imagine crying over a Walmart losing some groceries. They put so many small mom and pop stores out of business. I think she's crying over the fact she can't get stuff for her child. It's much more selfish than what you're than what you're implying. It's much more selfish. As if a nigger could be empathetic towards anything, let alone a corporation. This America says, this is hella old, by the way. I thought I recognized it, but the lines, honor George Floyd, and we couldn't even find tissue 2 months ago. Mark this as literally 3 years old, and the end of the initial COVID panic buys the beginning of the summer of love. Yeah, well, it's all happening again, bud. It's all happening again. Who cares? Time is a flat circle. Doesn't matter. Whatever, next thread. Nigger has credit score of 4. Ooh, this one's pretty cool. This one's pretty... Yeah.
It was Malachi!
Let me see how she got
it. It was Malachi!
Yeah, let me see how
she got it. And I did something wrong.
Nah, good at me!
Damn! Dude, how does that even happen? How does that even happen, man?
Yeah!
Bitch, I went in front.
Oh, man, I did something wrong, man. Dude. Oh, my God. 4?
You a gram.
Damn, man. How do you even get it that... I mean, you would have to work at getting it that bad. Man, I feel like you'd have to work. You have to work. This American says, fake. You can't have a credit score less than 250. Or 300. This guy says 250 is less than 300. How's that work? I don't know, man. This says you can go below. I don't know, man. I don't know. You kept fucking with people and kept, I don't know, getting debt. Maybe it'd be possible. I don't know. Damn. Maybe he got Robin Hood and then did a bunch of margin trading or something. I really have no idea how you would get your credit score that low. Like a bunch of stupid margin trading on Robin Hood. I really don't know what he would have done. Holy fuck. This guy is 999. Damn. This guy says he has no cards and minimal money in the bank. Dude, how do you have 999? That's bullshit. You can't have 999 credit score without having any credit cards. That doesn't work like that. You have to have credit cards and participate in the stupid Jewish system to get good credit score. That's just how it works. It's really stupid. This guy has 829. Ooh. I'm almost 800. I'm so close. Everyone in my chat's saying, I thought I only went to 950. I thought I only did this. It depends what credit company are using. There's three big different credit companies. There's like Equifax, all the other ones. I don't know. There's multiple different credit places. They all tally it differently. This American says, how's that even possible? I debt maxed over $120,000 in credit cards with no intent to ever pay back the most. My score dropped was into the low 400s, and it's been 3 years. I haven't made a single payment. My score's back up to the low 600s. I have no idea why anyone would ever give a shit. Dude, our financial system really is bullshit. And if you are already in debt, man, you should really game the system and just debt max. Go read some threads on debt maxing. really dive into that rabbit hole of debt maxing, man. Really. I mean, that is the play. It's kind of risky. I mean, it's risky, and you're taking your whole life into your hands when you do that, but it's like, as long as it's not student loan debt, fucking load up on it as much as you can. Just file bankruptcy or whatever. Done. Easy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Our financial system is a joke. Or do what the rich people do and offload all that debt onto a company and then have that company go under and then buy the company out really low and then make a lot of money somehow. I don't know. They do some really weird tricks like that. Rich people. Instead of taking a personal bankruptcy, they make a company take a bankruptcy. It's very silly. And they profit off of it. Next thread. Okay, this is epic. Canadian Broadcasting Corp said they're less than 70% government funded. So we corrected the label. 69% government funded media. That's even worse. 69%. Everyone's going to laugh at it because it's 69. 69, my favorite number. See, I told you. No refunds. Absolutely epic. Thanks, OP. That's a little cringe, but whatever. Cringe is cool. Corny is cool. This Leaf says, that's funny, to be honest. would you not be honest and lie to us all, Leaf? You're going to lie to us all on this anonymous image board? God, how dare you? Leafs are max cringe. This Leaf said, it would actually be great if you went through and labeled all the news outlets that took from the $600 million Canadian Media Fund. That would be pretty good. Be useful. This probably has a lot of significance to the Leafs, and that's why they're talking about it. Linus says, Annex Canada? Dude, really? Really? Become part of America, really? Just make them a part of America. Make them a state. Make them a state, make Mexico a state. Fuck yeah. America. Linus says, just nuke Mexico. But they have really good tacos. Whatever, next thread. Finale of the day. Fox News lied, everybody. Fox News lied, it's official. Fox News is giving $787 million to Dominion. Turns out, actions have consequences. Who would have thought? Guys, holy fucking shit! Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Fox News settles Dominion defamation case for $787 million? They didn't even go to court! They didn't even go to court, guys! Everyone's like, this just proves Dominion was right. This proves, dude, they didn't even go to court! They didn't even go to court! They didn't even try to prove their case. They didn't even try. They literally just said, okay, Dominion, here's the money. And they paid them off. What the fuck is going on? What is this besides one kike giving another kike almost $1 billion? I mean, we could round up to $1 billion, can't we? It's 787. We can round up to $1 billion, right? One kike just gave another kike $1 billion. They own the legal system so utterly and so completely that they can now launder money through frivolous lawsuits that are complete bullshit. It didn't even go to court, guys. Didn't even go to court. Lies have consequences, he added. Lies have consequences? What are you talking about? We don't know if they lied or not because you never went to trial. You just settled out of court. Basically, the jury had been selected and then Fox News is like, I guess we'll pay Dominion $1 billion. $1 billion. A billion with a B. What the fuck? These are the same people that sued Mike Lindell, Trump, Sidney Powell, and the Kraken team. Guys, this is the most powerful entity in existence. Like I said last episode, the most powerful entity in existence right now. The medical corporation, the Pfizer, Dominion. The people, they control everything, man. Dominion controls everything. They just got Fox to pay them $1 billion for speech. What the fuck? Sorry, guys. This is not the finale. This is the penultimate thread. Whatever. One fuck up every 300 shows, whatever. This America says doesn't actually say Fox News was lying. Exactly. Nowhere in there. Fox News was lying. I mean, no. They never went to court. Nothing was ever proven one way or the other. They just gave them money and then dropped the case. That's all that happened. This Leaf says, just proves to me Dominion is guilty of everything they accused of doing. It used to fuck with in-party elections in Leafland, so no one who isn't appointed by Jews can even run as MP in any of the viable political parties. It's all political theater, man. It's all, they control everything with the machines. Yes, I'm very schizo on that. I think this is all money laundering. It seems like a way to just move a lot of money in a direction. This seems, I mean, isn't this a way? If corporations are people and Fox News was a person, they just slid Dominion a $1 billion check. You know what I'm saying? They just slid Dominion $1 billion. Easy. What the fuck's going on? What the fuck is going on? Get to the bottom of it. Next thread. Actual, real finale thread. Elon's Truth GPT. New Truth GPT AI out, which supposedly only tells truth. What are the political implications of this, guys? Holy fucking scam, guys. Holy fucking scam. It's a scam, guys. You can all thank Salt Shaker, because I was talking with him about this very thing, and we both came to the conclusion it's all bullshit. Well, he came to mostly the conclusion, but whatever. He's a super genius. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. This is not Elon Musk's Truth GPT. That's not what this is. This is a scam site built upon ChatGPT 3.5 and Alpaca. It's not Elon Musk's ChatGPT. It's not real. It's not the same thing. This is a scam, everybody. So be careful. This is a fucking scam. I mean, the AI seems to be decent, but I mean, it's just ChatGPT 3.5. It's not ChatGPT 4, which is so much better. So much substantially better. This leaf says, isn't this just some crypto scam trying to cash in on Musk's idea? He didn't launch this shit. Exactly that. It's exactly that. It's a scam coin. It's a scam coin, like all the other scam coins. Elon said the world needs a Truth GPT, and a bunch of grifters instantly jumped on the name, created a bunch of crypto scams like the OP, and now they're pretending their AI is the AI Elon wants to work on. The reality is Twitter/XAI's own language model isn't even in the works yet. It was literally not even a week ago they bought the GPUs necessary, let alone other hardware, let alone the time it takes to train it, let alone making it available to people. This entire thread and the people spamming this Truth GPT shit are just scammers. That's it, guys. It's a closed company. It's closed. Public can't invest in it yet. No one has access to it yet. This is all bullshit. Truth GPT coin. Elon Musk AI. This is the worst scam jobs ever, but I bet they get so many people. I can't even imagine all the people they get. I can't even imagine all the people that get scammed. I went to the thread brief. I was like, this looks pretty professional. Holy shit, this looks more professional than normal. Hey, Salt, what does this look like to you, Salt? What do you think? Was this scam or not scam? And then I continued to edit the show. That's what I do. And Salt's like, it's a scam, Lou. Don't do it. Don't trust it, Lou. It's a scam. And I was like, thank you, Salt. Thank you. Bow. Bow. Thank you, Salt. And that's the story of OpenAI, Elon Musk edition. Yep. That's the show today. That's it. That's the show. Ended it with the story with Salt. That's it. But thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. I'll end the day with Techine because he's super cringe and I love cringe. Why not? Bye.
Okay, guys, where am I going to pop out at? You've been watching my videos for a while now. Am I going to pop out under the desk, off to the right side of the screen, jumping on my bed, jump out from behind the bed? I'm in the room. I'll guarantee you that much. I'm in the room. Vote now. Ha ha! Lying!
Did you get some work done, Barry? I'm noticing your lips are a little bit more plump than usual. Yes, okay.
I was like, oh, okay, that's really nice of you, little girl. Oh. I will now obey every command you give to me. Hey, sup, dear? How you doing? Hey, doe, look at that doe. Yeah, there you go, doe. Capone! It's the essence of the D that actually matters. I'm just gonna continue to pelvic thrust while I talk about this. It's the essence of the D that actually matters, not the actual, you know, abbreviation or what it's for, you know what I mean? Baby shark doo 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 doo, baby shark doo 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 doo, baby shark doo 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 doo. Okay, moving on. Suck it, you freaking wicked witch of the bitch. Oh, wait, why am I so pissed? Why am I so mad? Because the fat man screwed me over. That's why I'm mad. One thing I wanted, one thing more than anything,
Pop-Tart snack sticks. They were delicious and they were discontinued in 2002. It's the only thing I wanted. He gave me a box of them. They were stale though. They were from 2002. Santa couldn't even give me a fresh box of snack sticks. He has a giant workshop that can literally create iPhones and all the video game consoles that kids want. You know how complicated these things are? These elves are like IT at this point, but he can't make a box of freaking Kellogg snack sticks. I don't know if there's a lesson to be had here, but that's my Christmas story. Did you guys know that hydrogen is an element? I don't know what I'm doing with my hands right now, but I'm just gonna keep on doing it. Santa's like has a fetish for candy canes. Just roll with it, okay? When you've known him as long as I have, you just get used to it. Give me that squirrel. Santa's decked out, all right? He's got his candy katana. He's got a flak jacket. Rudolph's in there. All the elves are mobilizing. Techie 101, soaping out. Why did I do that? Why the hell did I do that?
That wasn't worth it. I don't care how many views this video gets, that wasn't worth it.
Evil Santa's plan is to somehow, and I never even got a real answer with how he planned on doing this, reversing the solar system. I think that rip in my corner is acting up again. Okay. Ah!
I swear I'll smite you to the seventh level of hell!
Hi. Move. Move with the pole. Oh yes, just check that out. Oh yeah, check this out. Yeah, moving with the pole here. Feel your body just flow. Hello. Hi, Mrs. Hill. How are you doing?
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Teching here. I seem to have turned myself into an adorable little penguin plushie, just as you do.
Who?
Am I the only one that finds these attractive? Okay.
Finger peanut. Finger peanut. Finger peanut. Finger peanut. Finger peanut. That's how you do it.
Citizens of our great and glorious nation, I know it might be tough sometimes having enough money to eat. So here are some government-recommended solutions to this problem. Eat less. That way, you won't waste as much food. Steal other people's food. Abandon your children in the sewer. That way, you don't have to feed them.